Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and my website is www.jbsba.com. I encourage you to check out my website, and if you're a small business owner or want to be, or even if you work for a small business, even if you're a customer of a small business, I think you'll find some things there that will help you. Articles, archives of our shows, of our historic shows. We have over 2,000 of those. We have hundreds and hundreds of articles. We have my weekly newsletter that you can subscribe to, comes every week by email on Sunday, and it's free as well, thanks to our... All of this is free. The website, everything on the site, except for my book, is free, and that's thanks to the efforts of my organization and our great sponsors. Let me introduce you to a new friend. Pamela Denzinger is the president of Unity Marketing. She's a nationally recognized expert in consumer marketing, psychology, and research, and she's been doing this for her whole career. She's the author of a new book that I'm really excited about. It's called Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, Understanding and Predicting Consumer Behavior. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I really am excited about your book because, you know, I'm always excited when I meet people who agree with me. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's very reinforcing, and I feel the same way.
Well, you're obviously a highly intelligent person, see, and so that, you know, I always, whenever I meet somebody who agrees with me about something, I got to make sure I get them on the show because they make me look good.
that's true. I agree. But, you know, we really do need to understand, as small business people, we really need to understand our consumers better. And I think that, you know, a lot of times small business people are looking for a magic bullet to sort of solve their problems and think it has something to do with price and product and advertising and so on. But what it really has to do with is servicing and satisfying and enhancing the experience of their shoppers in their stores day to day.
That word experience is the magical word, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, I mean, the answer to the question why people buy things they don't need is that, you know, they don't really shop because of need. They buy because they want an experience. They want a feeling. So this is I call it emotional or experiential consumerism, and it's really taken off in this first decade of the 21st century. And that's just because we've really filled up our homes and our closets and our basements and our attics with all kinds of things. We don't really need the things anymore. What we're looking for when we shop is experiences.
Yeah, and it's almost a human thing, isn't it? I mean, we in our consumer society. I mean, we've taken consumerism. America has taken consumerism to a level that no other country in the world has done. And you know, we already own everything. You know, people. A lot of times, politicians say that, you know, one of the things that's wrong with America is that you know, families are having to work. Everybody has to work a job, and you know, mom and pop have to be in the market in the workforce, and you know, just to get ahead. Well, you know, I remember, you know, when times weren't like this, and I remember when my family had one automobile. Not every person in the family has an automobile. I remember when we had one telephone. Not every room had a phone, let alone cell phones. I remember when we had one television and no remote. I was the remote. You know,
right. Exactly.
And television was free, and the clothes we wore weren't designer clothes. I mean, we have all these things now, and much of it is stuff we don't need, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, there's been a real change in the post-World War II era, from the 1950s, the period when I was born and being a baby boomer, to the present. I mean, if you track that, there was in the 50s there was this huge accumulation of things that really, you know, enhanced or expanded sort of our status. Lots of purchases of durable goods to improve, you know, the status of our lives, and it has shifted though, because again, we've filled up. We have our refrigerators and our stoves, and even people at the lowest levels, economic levels in this country, enjoy a lot of luxuries of 21st century living. They have cars, they have refrigerators, stoves, you know, and they have food.
So DVD
we're not
players.
Really, Beg your pardon?
DVD players.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So there's been this rising standard of living, and it's really risen very high, so that today the issue is not so much, oh, we have poverty in this country and we have starving children. I mean, it just isn't the issue today. The issue is, you know, people are shopping because they want an experience or a feeling, and that is brand new in the consumer culture. It's going to be very interesting to see sort of how it plays out over the next 20 years as we, you know, continue hopefully in business.
As small business owners, Pamela, what does all this mean to us? Why, how do we take this American consumerism? How do we take that and make sure that we get our piece of the pie?
Well,
and make sure that not only when people do business with us, they come back.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm asked this all the time by small business people. And, I mean, it really truly was one of the reasons why I wrote this book, why people buy things they don't need, because my research reports, and if people visit my website at unitymarketingonline.com, they find out they cost like $2,000. They're very expensive to produce. So I tried to digest all that down into an affordable, you know, $20 book so people could read it and use these insights. But the key thing, and from a business point of view, is if people are shopping not because of need but because of experience, then that has tremendous implications for how we enhance the experience of shopping in our stores. I mean, it's not about the price, and it isn't about the product. It's really about the experience. So we need to look at our...
I want you to say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Say that last thing that you just said.
Okay. It isn't about the price, and it isn't
not
about the product.
It is not about the price.
No.
How many times? How many more times do we have to say this? It is not about the price, Pamela. How many times do you see small business owners wringing their hands, trying to figure out a way to compete with Walmart on price?
Well, I mean, you can't play that game. You have to play a different game. You have to play a game that they can't play, and that is this enhancing experience and making it personal. Well, yes, making it personal, getting to know your customers, getting to know what their wants and needs are. I mean, I consider retailing like one of the hardest jobs of all. It's like nurses, you know, and you know, the caregivers. And you really have to be in that people caregiving side of the business. If you want to learn how to run a store, I think that you should go to one of the fanciest hotels, spa resorts around and watch those service people, because that's what you have to do.
Well said, Pamela. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Pamela Danziger is our guest and our new friend. She's the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Do you do that? One more thing, folks. Again, this is going to be on the test. The price war is over, and we lost. 20 after. Stay with us. Back at 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Pamela Danziger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a new friend and a new member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, and we're talking to her about what that means to us as small business owners. And Pamela, by the way, tell us where your book is available, please.
My book, Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, is available at Amazon.com. It's available from my website, which is www.whypeoplebuy.com. And it's also available in bookstores all over the country.
All right. Check that out, folks. The last name is Danziger. If you're typing that into the search engines or at Amazon or any of the online stores, or asking for her at your local store, Danziger, Danziger.
Just one N.
Danz, yeah, one N, Ziger. Pam, one of the things that I tell my audience, and they've heard me say this before, and they're already anticipating what I'm about to say, and that is that people buy things because they need them, and they buy things because they want them. And by that I mean they want food. They need food, but they want to dine. They need a home. They need shelter, but they want a home. They need clothing, but they want a look. And, you know, they need transportation, but they want the car to be a certain color and to look a certain way. And in that human emotion, the difference between needing and wanting, to me, is the most powerful thing for small business owners to understand, because the beautiful part of this is, Pamela, more and more people want things rather than need things, and where what they want is where we excel, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly true, and you really understand the concept of this, of playing to the experience, because it really is in this emotional realm. I mean, how much does a feeling cost? How much does an emotion cost? And when you think about the way we price products, I mean, it's all about, you know, how much cost of goods plus some sort of increment, and that's just nonsense when it comes to needs or emotionally based businesses, because you're really selling to the emotion and the feeling, and you can charge whatever the market will bear. You know, again, and it comes back to the experience. It comes back to thinking about the product not just as a thing, but as an experience, as delivering and performing an experience for the consumer. And again, it has to do with the way we organize our shops and how we arrange the how we set up our stores to be emotionally evocative and a very pleasant place to be.
Well, think about this. You know, we're human beings. We're warm-blooded animals. That means that we have to eat every day.
Right.
And that's the basic need. But how many times do you say, you know, I've got a taste for fish, or I'd really like to have some barbecue, or you know, I haven't had fried chicken in a long time. And you seek out that, don't you? I mean, you could just go pull in at the first place, the first fueling place, and fuel up your body. But you say, wait a minute, no, I want chicken.
That's right.
And you go find that.
That's right.
And guess what? When you find that chicken, if it's $2 extra, you're still going to buy it.
Right. Well, you know, it's so interesting in new research that I'm doing on the luxury market, and we're talking about, you know, the affluent people making over $100,000 a year on average household income. But what we found, we talked about the experiences of fine dining, and what we found was while the food is important, what really makes the consumers remember the restaurant, remember the experience, and ultimately sends them back there is the service. It's almost like the food
right.
is sort of the price of entry, and they expect it to be good. It's taken for granted.
That has to be understood. The food has to be good.
Yeah, right.
And a long time after they've forgotten whether the food was any good or not, they will remember that you remembered their name when they came in.
Exactly. And that's the way we have to run our shops, I mean, our stores. And I think a lot of people think, well, if I just go to the right shows and buy the right merchandise and display it in the right way, then all my problems are solved. And price it right, then all my problems are solved. But that's not it. You have to be personally caring about the people in your store and enhancing the shopping experience.
One of the things that big companies do, I think, to their detriment, is they focus too much on their competitors and not enough on their customers. Now, a lot of people might think that doesn't sound right, but I think it's the truth. And they can actually kind of get away with that. Small
yeah.
business owners can't do that. We cannot get away with focusing on our competitors. We've got to focus on our customers, don't we?
Well, Jim, you're absolutely right. And in fact, my research has really taken a turn. I used to do a lot of work looking at competitive and industry trends and so on. And I've decided that just causes everybody to look at the wrong direction. It's like when you're running a race, and instead of looking at the goal and focusing on the goal, which in the case of retailing and small business is the consumer, we're spending all of our time looking over our shoulder at the competition. And guess what? The people who run a race looking over their shoulder are always the ones that lose.
Well,
so my focus
while you're doing that, the customer is looking somewhere else.
Exactly. We got to stay focused on the customer. And again, it's a people business. It's an emotionally experiential business. It's not about the price or the thing.
Right. Well said, Pamela. Pamela N. Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Pamela, give us your website one more time, please.
Yes, it's www.whypeoplebuy.com.
Thank you for being here, Pam. Will you be back? Will you come back another time?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
We'll have you back again real soon. Good job today.
Thank you.
Pamela Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out when you get a chance. Check out her book, wherever books are sold. Quick break. It's 29 after. I'm going to be right back with our good friend, Dr. Rosalind Glickman. We're going to talk about optimal thinking. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.